告开始，我们要开始上课了。
Dear God, we thank you for the message we heard this morning.
主啊，我们为今天早晨所听到的信息感谢你。
You have called us to be people who really are our disciples.
你真的呼召我们要成为门徒。
And one of the areas that affects that is our relationship with other people.
这一方，我们受到影响的就是我们和人之间的关系。
And so as we study this morning about an area that affects those relationships,
当我们学习如何在人际关系上做你的门徒的时候，求你来帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Now this is the last in a series of classes that has been spread out all year.
这个是今年整个讲的一个主题这样的。分开断断续续的讲的最后一课。
At the beginning of this year,
今年开始的时候，杨长老
Elder Yang asked me to do a class every second month about Proverbs.
杨长老请我就是说每两个月讲一次箴言的主题。
And so we have been looking, every other month at some lesson.From Proverbs.
所以呢，我们每隔一个月就看到，从箴言中所能学习到的功课。
We talked about wisdom and folly.
我们讲到过智慧和愚昧。
We talked about, what Proverbs teaches us about parenting.
我们也讲到过亲子关系。
About
如何为人父母。
Our speech.
也讲到过我们的言语。
And this morning we're going to talk about anger.
今天早晨我们要来看。愤怒怒气
I told you back at our first class in January
一月份的时候我就讲到过
that one of the purposes of Proverbs is to teach us how to live wise lives
箴言的一个目的呢就是让我们能够过一个有智慧的生活
and I told you that one of the definitions of wisdom is the ability to see the future consequences of today's actions.
我们讲到智慧的一个特点就是能够由当下的行为看到未来后果的能力。
Being in this chair has just started a series of things falling and doesn't realize that the last one is going to squash him.
就像那个图画里边的这个人呢他刚开始他就这么轻轻一个举动呢就导致了一系列的行动他没有想没有预料到的是最后这个大的石头就会砸到他自己的身上。
He is not wise.
他没有智慧。
He cannot see the results of the immediate decision.
他没有办法看到他当下的行为对未来所造成的后果。
Because I don't want to forget how to teach college students.
因为我不想忘记如何去教大学生。
I am still teaching one class at the college.
所以呢我在那个大学里面呢还教一门课。
Momo, you cannot tell this when you go back to the dorm.
那个 Momo 可能回去以后可以给他们讲。
But the class that I teach by my request is freshman Bible.
我被要求教的那个课呢是大学一年级的课。
Because I enjoy teaching students their first semester in college.
因为我很喜欢教那个刚上大学的大学生。
But we are now less than a month from the end of the semester.
现在呢这一学期马上就要结束了。
And I am again this week as often at this point in the semester finding out who is wise and who is not wise.
所以呢基本上到了这个星期的时候我就能发现我班上的学生谁是聪明人谁是不那么聪明的。
Because on the first day I gave a syllabus.
因为呢在开学的第一天我就给他们一个教学大纲。
This is what you must do each month of the semester.
所以呢这个是每个月你这个学期要做的你要学需要做的功课。
And the syllabus says in my classes, I won't accept any work late.
在我的那个大纲上讲得清清楚楚我不接受任何那个迟交的作业。
In my classes, I won't give any extra credit.
在我的这个课呢我不会给你额外的分数。
And so, we start through the semester.
所以呢我们这个学期就一直这么进行着。
And wise students see the future consequences of what they are doing in September and very carefully do their work.
所以聪明的学生呢就是九月份就看到说 我如果现在不做，我将来会有什么后果？所以他们就按着这个大纲一步一步的，按部就班的去做。
And then there are some not so wise.
那也有些不那么聪明的学生。
And so this week.
所以这个星期呢
？Three more weeks in the semester.
还有三个星期，这个学期就结束了。
Someone comes to me and said.
有个学生就过来对我说
，I haven't turned in any of the assignments.
他说我的作什么作业都没交。
Is there any way for me to pass?
他说有没有什么办法让我能够通过这门功课呢
？And I remembered this cartoon.
然后我就想起来这幅画，你看他在最后就打到你自己了。
Wisdom understands that my decisions today have future consequences.
智慧就是知道说我今天的决定会在未来会有后果的。
And so all through this year, we have been looking at that.Definition.
所以整年呢，我们都在看这个智慧的箴言的这个定义。
And in this last of our series of these, we're going to talk about anger.
在我们这个系列的最后一课呢，我们来讲怒气。
Because anger is one of those areas where we often forget to consider the future consequences.
因为怒气呢，这个方面呢，就是我们常常会忘记未来会带来什么后果。
When we lose our temper, we also temporarily lose our mind.
当我们那会儿发怒气的时候，失去控制的时候，常常我们也是在那个时候暂时的失去了自己思考的能力。
And we say and do things that we would never say and do if we hadn't lost our mind.
如果我们那个头脑还正常的话，我们不会去说或者去做一些我们会做的事情。
And the worst thing about it is,
最糟糕的情况就是
the place that we are most likely to do that is where?
我们最容易这个失去发脾气的地方是什么地方呢
?I think I heard it. Home.
家里面。
Right?
最容易在家里面。
That's the place around the people that we love the most.
这个家里面是我们最爱的人在的地方。
We care about them the most.
我们也最在意的人的地方。
But we're around them the most.
但是也是我们跟他们花时间最多的地方。
And so they have the greatest potential to irritate and agitate us.
所以他们最大的也是最容易让我们生气，让我们那个激怒我们的地方。
And if we're not careful,
如果我们不小心的话
we lose our temper and we lose our mind.
我们就发脾气，然后自己也头脑不清楚了。
And we damage those relationships that matter the most.
我们就破坏了对我们生命中最重要的关系。
Anger is not always evil.
那个怒气呢，生气也不总是邪恶的。
There is a legitimate anger.
那是有一种合法的生气。
375 times in the Bible it tells us about God's anger.
圣经里有375次讲到神发脾气、生气。
And there are things that should make us angry.
所以有些事情是需要让我们觉得生气的。
When there is injustice in our world,
当这个世界上存在着这个不公平、不公正的时候
，the things that make God angry are the things that should make us angry.
让神生气的事情也应该是让我们生气的事情。
But usually,
但是通常的情况是
，our anger is not the same as God's anger.
我们的怒气呢，跟神的怒气是并不一样的。
He gets angry when innocent people are suffering the results.Of sin and unrighteousness in our world.
当无辜的人受到因为别人的罪，因为这个世界的罪而受苦的时候，神会生气。
We get angry.
我们生气是什么情况呢
？When someone does something that violates our rights and what we think is good for us.
当别人侵犯到我们的权利，或者我们觉得侵犯到、损害到我们益处的时候
，And that kind of self-centered anger is sinful.
那种以自我为中心的那个怒气是罪，是有罪的。
And it has lasting results.
然后这个后果是持续的，是一个长久的后果。
My great grandfather was killed when he was 35 years old.
我的那个曾祖父35岁就被害了。
During a fight.
他是在一个征战中。
Over something that was completely unimportant.
其实他那个征战、那个吵架的那个事情是一个很不重要的事情。
But anger obviously destroyed his life, but it also destroyed the life of the person who, in a fit of anger, killed someone and suffered the rest of his life as a result.
他的这个怒气呢，不仅导致他丧命，也导致了那个杀了那个人呢，也那个杀他的那个人呢，也在怒气之中就拔枪杀了他。那个人整个一生也被毁掉了。
I'm going to focus most of our time this morning on what Proverbs teaches about how we should deal with our anger.
今天呢，我们主要是来看箴言上讲我们如何来处理我们的怒气。
But I want to start real quickly by describing different types of anger.
我首先刚开始来讲一下不同类型的怒气。
Because unless you're the first type I'm going to describe, you might say, well, I don't have a problem with anger.
除非你是像这种第一种这种类型的怒气，你可能会说，哦，我根本没有这个怒气的问题。
So let me describe some different types of anger.
让我给你们讲一下这个怒气的不同形式。
The first one, if you have this type of anger, you know it and everyone around you knows.
如果你是这种类型的怒气，你自己知道，你周围的人也都知道。
The anger that is sort of like a machine gun. It just, everybody knows.
这个生气就像那个打机关枪似的，你就这么打过去，所有人都知道。
They're like a volcano.
也就像那个火山一样。
It blows up.
然后就这样爆，火山爆发。
And for miles around, everyone knows that person is mad.
多少迈之内的，所有人都知道这个人在发脾气。
Woody Hayes was a football coach at Ohio State University.
有一个在俄亥俄州州立大学的这个足球教练。
He had a great career for 28 years.
他在那儿有一个很棒的生涯，一个很棒的足球教练，做了28年。
But he was also famous for having kind of a machine gun kind of anger.
但他的这个脾气坏也是出了名的。
1978
年的时候。
Football game.
又是那个足球赛季了。
And a player on the other team intercepted a pass.
然后呢，另外一个队呢就拦截了他们的一个那个球。
And his machine gun anger exploded.
然后他就开始爆发了。
And he walked out and he just punched the player in the nose.
然后他就好生气，他就过去给对方的球员一拳打到那个对方的鼻子上。
You're not allowed to do that when you're the coach.
你是教练，你是不可以去打对方球员的。
That night he resigned.
那天晚上呢，他就辞职了。
When I think of machine gun anger, I think in the Bible of Cain.
当我想到这个机关型的机关枪型的这种怒气，就想到该隐。他很生气，该隐很生气。
That he kills his brother.
他那么生气，他就杀了他的兄弟。
But now you may think of that type and say, "Oh, I don't have any problem with anger. I really don't need to listen."
然后你就说，哦，我根本没有那方面的怒气，所以我不应该上这个课。
There's also what I'll call the mute anger.
还有一种叫缄默不言型的生怒气。
This person doesn't blow up.
这个人呢不会发脾气。
In fact, they don't say anything.
他们什么都不说。
They just get silent.
他们就很安静。
They hold it in.
他把这些怒气都放在里面。
You might, if you're married to this person, you might say, "What are you upset about?"
你可能就嫁给这个人或者娶了这个人，你就说，哎，你到底为什么不高兴呢
？Nothing.
没什么。
I can tell you're angry. What's wrong?
我觉得你好像在生气，你到底哪儿不对劲呢
？Nothing.
没啥。
What did I do?
那我该做什么呢
？Nothing.
什么也不用做。
I can tell you're angry.
我能感觉出来你在生气。
I'm not angry.
我才没生气呢。
The mute.
这个就是那种缄默型。
They swallow their anger.
他们把他们的那个怒气咽在肚子里。
And the problem is,
这问题就是
the anger is still there.
他的那个怒气还在里边。
It's boiling inside.
是在里边，在那里烧啊，在那里炖。
In the Bible, I have preached here about Ahithophel.
在以前我讲过这个亚西多佛的故事。
Bathsheba's grandfather.
他是那个拔示拔的祖父。
Who comes to the palace every day, who smiles at David, who is very good at looking like everything is fine.
他每天到那个宫殿里边呢，就对着大卫王微笑，好像什么事都没有。
But inside,
但是在他里边
he is boiling.
他在里边在那里滚，在那里像开水在那烧似的。
And that kind of anger is like a poison in you.
那样子的生气好像你里边有毒药。
Proverbs says bitterness.
圣经上讲，箴言里边讲到那个苦毒。
It's like a poison to your bones.
那个
destroys the marrow of your bones.
苦毒好像是那个毒药，就把你的骨髓都给毁坏了。
And doctors will say that this kind of hidden anger is unhealthy.
医生会告诉你，这种隐藏的怒气是很不健康的。
I want to make sure I don't run out of time today, so I think I'm just going to very quickly. The martyrs.
然后再一个，就像烈士
型的。Are those who feel sorry for themselves?
他们就觉得是为自己感到难过。
The manipulators.
还有就是那种操纵型的。
Whose motto is "Don't get mad, get even."
他们的那个金句就是不用生气，你要跟他扯打平。
They will never tell you what is wrong to your face.
他们绝对不会面对面告诉你他对什么对你不满意，或者你做错什么。
They'll go around behind your back.
他们会走到你背后。
They will make sarcastic remarks.
他们会讲那种挖苦讽刺的话。
And when you confront them, they'll say, "Oh, I was just joking. It was just a prayer request."
然后你要是去面对质问他们的话，他们就会说，哦，我在开玩笑，那不过就是一个祷告的请求。
Proverbs says, "Like a man who takes a dog by the ears."
他说，就像人揪住狗耳。
Is a man who stirs up trouble and then says, "It was only a joke."
就像一个人挑起来争端，却会说：“哦，不过我不过是在开玩笑。”
So wherever you are on this,
不管你是哪一种类型的。
Maybe as soon as I talked about the machine gun anger, your husband or wife jabbed you in the side.
也许我刚刚要讲到机关型的，你的先生或者太太就在旁边推你一下。
And you started to, and then you realize, no, probably better not in Sunday school.
突然想，哎呦，我在主日学可不能发脾气。
If so, that's you.
那就是你。
Maybe.
也许。
You sat there thinking.
你在那儿坐在那儿想。
I don't get mad.
我才不会生气呢。
Why is he talking to me about anger?
为什么要给我讲生气的题目呢？
You're the second one.
那你就是那种第二种类型的。
Maybe you were saying, if he understood how hard my life is.
他可能根本他知道我的生活有多艰难吗？
If he knew how terrible my father is to me.
如果他知道我爸爸对我有多糟糕的话，
then he would understand my anger.
那他就会知道我为什么会生气。
Then you're on the list.
那你就是也在那上面。
And if you're the one who just goes around,
如果你就在那个背后，
up,
在那挑起来麻烦的话，
so,
那你就第四。
How do we deal with anger wherever you are?
如何来处理怒气呢？
Proverbs says this.
箴言是这么讲的。
Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
He who rules his spirit is greater than he who conquers a city.
制服己心的强如取城。
Controlling our anger is so important.
来控制我们的怒气，脾气是很重要的。
Proverbs says it's more important than being a powerful ruler.
箴言说，你能够制服你的怒气，比成为一个很强壮的统治者更重要。
And so this morning I want to talk about some steps to deal with our anger.
所以今天呢，我们会讲一些处理怒气的步骤。
And the first is simply to stop and count the cost.
第一步就是停下来，来想一想你怒气的代价。
Anger has a price tag on it.
你知道吗？每个那个怒气其实都有一个价格。
Now, I'm not going to open the floor for testimonies this morning.
我今天不会让你们来做见证。
But how many of you can think of a time when anger cost you something that you over and over have thought, oh, I wish I hadn't done that?
多少人你能够回想说因为你的怒气导致后边的结果你会现在会后悔说我当时没那么做就好了。
Can you think of a time when anger cost you something?
有没有能够想到怒气所带给你的代价？
When I was in third grade,
当我三年级的时候，
We had a contest.
我们有一个比赛，一个竞赛。
The contest, it was a math contest.
是数学竞赛。
And the teacher said, I'm going to make a plate of peanut butter fudge for whoever wins this contest.
那个老师说我会做一个那个花生酱做了一个很好吃的东西，谁赢了我就给谁。
And so I studied and I studied and I won.
然后我就很努力的去学习，最后我赢了。
And she brought the fudge.
然后她又拿出来那个花生酱做的那个蛋糕。
My sister always had the ability to irritate me.
我的那个 younger older.
Younger.
Okay, 我的妹妹总是有能力来刺激我，激怒我。
She could cause me to become number one.
她可以让我成为这个机关枪型的这个怒气发作者。
And so I got my plate of fudge and it looked so beautiful.
然后我就拿到我那个小小的蛋糕，看那个蛋糕看得非常的好。
And while I'm standing there looking at it, getting ready to enjoy this,
我就看着我正准备要吃，要好好享受的时候，
my sister comes up and without asking, just takes a piece.
我那个妹妹来了，都没问一句话，什么也没说，噌的就拿了一块那个花生那个东西。
And I am being number two.
然后我现在呢就成了这个第二类。
And a little bit of number three.
然后是那个缄默型，又是有一点点那个劣势型。然后我
就看。And she takes another piece.
然后我就看着我的那个奖品，她又吃了一块。
And then to make it worse.
更糟糕的是。
She turns to her friend with her and says, here, you can have a piece.
然后她又拿过来一个给她的朋友说，哎，你也可以吃一块。
And at that point, I went from number three to number one.
所以我就从了第三，从第三从跑到第一种。
And I said, you can just have the whole plate.
我说你就把我整个都拿走吃吧。
And I left.
然后我就离开了。
And then I realized what it cost me.
然后我就意识到这个我这个怒气的代价。
Because I had worked really hard for that fudge.
因为我这么努力就是要赢
这个奖品。And I didn't get one piece.
然后我什么都没吃到。
And ever since then I haven't liked fudge.
然后从那个之后我就再也不喜欢那种像巧克力。
Count the cost of your anger.
第一个呢，你要计算你怒气的代价。
The cost is often irrational behavior.
通常呢这个代价呢是一个没有无理性的行为。
When we lose our temper,
当我们发脾气的时候
we do foolish things.
我们就会做一些愚蠢的事情，愚昧的事情。
Proverbs 14 verse 29.
箴言14章29节这么说。
Says, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明。
But he who has a hasty temper,
性情暴躁的
Exalts folly.
大显愚妄。
In other words,
另外一个就是说
a temper causes us to do foolish things.
就是这个性情这个暴躁的或者发脾气的就会让你会显得很愚蠢。
Last Sunday, I talked to the young people about anger.
上个星期天我对这个青少年讲到了生气。
And I told them about a man that I read about who beat up his car.
我就讲到说我读到一篇文章有一个人就砸他的车。
He had a flat tire and it was raining and it made him mad.
然后又在下雨然后他的那个车又爆胎了所以他很生气。
So he took his car, the tire jack and beat the car.
所以他就把他的那个轮胎拆下来去砸他的车。
Broke all the windows.
他把所有的那个车窗玻璃都给砸碎了。
Stupid.
那是不是很愚昧呢？
The car was not responsible for the flat tire.
第一个呢，这个爆胎并不是车的问题。
The car did not feel any pain while it was being built, beat up.
当他砸车的时候，车也不会有任何感觉。
And the next day.
然后第二天呢？
Think of the embarrassment of this man.
你想想这个人所要面对的这个窘迫。
Who goes to his insurance agent.
他要去找他的那个保险公司。
And says, I need to file a claim.
他说我需要那个上个要有个保险声明。
Someone messed up my car.
有人把我的车给弄砸了，弄坏了。
Count the cost.
所以呢，那个就说你还是要计算你怒气的代价。
It causes us to be irrational.
所以呢，这个常常怒气就是带来无理、没有理性的行为。
It very often breaks relationships.
通常会毁坏你的关系。
I told you that sadly it is at home very often.
令人难过的是，通常是在家里。
That we lose our temper the most.
我们在家里是最容易发火的地方。
And that breaks relationships.
那个会让你的关系破裂。那个会毁坏你的非对你非常有价值的关系。
Back in the 19th century, there were two men who were close friends.
在十九世纪有两个人是好朋友。
They were both very wealthy.
他们都很有钱，都很富有。
Andrew Carnegie.
一个是卡耐基。
And Henry Clay Frick.
What's the second one? Ford?
Henry Frick.
叫亨利·弗瑞克。
They built a huge business together, a steel mill.
他们是建那个炼钢厂，他们有一个就是两个人一起投资建的。
They had been friends for many years before they began their business.
在他们开始做这项事业之前，他们已经是很多年的朋友了。
But they had a disagreement about how to handle a problem in the business, and so they separated, and they never again spoke.
他们两个人呢，就是在这个生意中有一件事情，他们俩意见不同，两个人就分开了，彼此也没再讲过话。
And a lifelong friendship was broken by this simple disagreement.
他们本来是那么长久的友那个友情，就这么被一个简单的一个不同意见所打破坏了。
If you visit New York City,
如果你去纽约城去参观的话，去旅游的话
，Go to Fifth Avenue.
你到那个第五大街
，You can tour Andrew Carnegie's home. It's now a museum.
现在呢，你就去可以去参观那个卡耐基的家，现在是一个博物馆。
But after you leave it, you should walk 1 mile down the street.
如果你离开那儿，你应该再往前走一迈。
And you will see.Henry Clay Frick's house.
你就可以看到那个亨瑞那个他的房子。
It's much bigger.
它更大，比那卡耐基的房子。
Much more elaborate.
更装修更漂亮。
And he didn't even want to live there.
但是他就不想住在那儿。
The only reason he built.
为什么呢
？He heard that Andrew Carnegie had built a new home.
他为什么会这样做？他就是因为听说卡耐基建了一个新家，一个新房子。
And he said, "I'm going to build a house that makes his look like a shack."
他说我要建个更大的房子，让他的房子看起来像个小破屋。
He spent a fortune on a house he didn't even want to live in.
他就把他的钱花在一个房子里面，他甚至都不想去住呢。
Anger makes us make bad decisions. It destroys relationships.
怒气会让我们做出来一些错误的决定，而且也会毁坏我们的关系。
It leads to lifelong regret.
然后会带来一生的悔恨和痛苦。
Proverbs 25.
箴言25章这么讲。
A man without self-control is like a city without walls.
人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑，没有城墙，没有墙垣。
In the ancient world, the wall around the city was your protection against enemies.
在古时候呢，那个城都有城墙，这个城墙是保护你当敌人攻城的时候。
And a person who cannot control their anger.
一个人不能控制制服自己的心，不能控制自己的怒气。
Like a city without walls, you're open to attack.
就像一个城墙没有，就像一个城市没有城墙，那你就面对各样的攻击。
You know, when you say,
当你说
that person makes me so mad,
那个人让我这么生气。
The very way you say that says that person has more control over me than I have.
那个意思就是说，那个人对你的生命比你自己对你的生命更有控制权。
Right?
对不对
？They have the ability to make me. They have the ability to control my emotions.
他们有这个能力来控制我的情绪。
You're saying
你在说
I'm defenseless.
我没办法保护自己。
I'm like a city without walls.
我就像一个城，没有城墙。
My son lives up in, Sanford.
我儿子是在那个北部，在那个奥兰多附近生活。
2 weeks ago, they had a big thing in the news up there.
两个星期前，那边有一个很大的事情都在上了新闻。
A 15-year-old boy got into an argument with his mother about his grades on his report card.
就是妈一个15岁的男孩呢跟妈妈吵架是因为他的那个成绩单上的成绩。
And in his anger, he murdered her.
他就杀了妈妈。
The rest of his life, he will live with the results of one night of anger.
他整个的余生都会活在他因为那一晚上的怒气所带来的后果之中。
And most of us can think of something back in our life, something we said or did when we were angry, that still today causes us embarrassment and regret.
就是我们可能都能够想到在我们过去的生活中我们所说的或者所做的直到今天还让我们还给我们对我们有影响。
So when you start to get angry,
所以当你开始生气的时候
，ask what's it going to cost?
你问一下自己，这个带来的代价是什么
？I'm going to do foolish things.
我第一个呢，我会做这个愚蠢的事情。
I'm going to do sinful things.
我会做那个罪的事情。
I'm going to lose the respect of some around me.
我会失去周围人对我的尊重。
I'm going to hurt my family.
我会伤害我的家庭。
In the short run,
就是在短期内。
You may get what you want.
也许你能得到你所要的。
Because sometimes anger works.
有的时候生气好像是有效果的。
People say, you know what, I'd rather just give in than face their anger.
有的人就说那我就放屈服吧，那我也不愿意去给你增值。但是在长期来看。
Children become alienated from parents.
就是孩子们会远离父母。
Husbands and wives become alienated.
夫妻之间也开始远离，关系远离。
Anger destroys relationships.
生气，这个怒气会毁坏关系。
So before you allow your temper to explode, ask, what will it cost?
所以在你让自己那个发怒气那种爆发之前，问一下自己，我这个发怒气带来的代价是什么？
The second thing I want to say.
第二个我想讲的是。
Proverbs.
从箴言所看到的就是
In order to deal with anger, look past their words and actions
就是
to their pain.
你不是你透过人的言语和行为而看到对方的痛苦。
That person who says something hurtful,
那个对你说的那个伤害你话言语伤害你话的人
who does something hurtful,
或者对你伤害做了一些伤害你的事情
look past what they say and do to see the hurt inside them.
你越过他们这些他们的言语跟行为去看对方里边的痛苦。
Proverbs 19.
箴言十九章这么说。
Good sense, wisdom makes one slow to anger.
人有见识就是人有智慧就不轻易发怒。
And it is his glory to overlook an offense.
就是宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
Proverbs says the wise person
箴言说这个有见识有智慧的人
is someone who is able to overlook
可以就是宽恕忽略
an offense
可以就好像不去看对方的这个对他的冒犯
Well, as I thought about this verse
当我想到这句经文的时候
thought about two friends
我就想到两位朋友
One friend looks for offenses
有一个朋友就是在到处寻找别人对自己的冒犯。
If you walk up and say good morning,
如果你过去对他说早晨好。
I think he walks away thinking.
我觉得他想的，他的脑中就会怎么想呢
？Why did he say good morning?
他为什么对我说早晨好呢
？Was he trying to cover over that he's mad about something?
他是不是想因为想要掩饰一些他对我什么不高兴的事情
？I have another friend.
我有另外一个朋友。
At time, I have never done this.
我从来没有去试过。
But I thought about sometimes.
但是我有时候想到有的时候。
Just trying to make him mad to see if I could do it.
我有的时候想试试能不能让他生气。
Because it seems like no matter what someone says,
我就好像不管别人说什么
he's able to overlook it.
他好像都能够不在意。
And someone will say something to him that just is very hurtful.
有些人会对他说那种很令人很难过的话，很伤害性的话。
And he will say, you know, I feel bad. They're having such a terrible day.
我就他就会说，我为对方感到很难过。那个人肯定今天很糟糕。
I know they would never say that.If they were not having such a terrible day themselves.
如果我想那个人呢，他要不是说这个今天的日子很难过，他永远他从来不绝对不会说那种话的。
And I've thought sometimes, you know, I want to just see if I can possibly make
him angry. 我有些想说，我要试试是不是能让他生气。
He's wise.
他很有智慧。
Proverbs says it is the glory of a wise man to overlook an offense.
圣经上说。箴言上说就是一个人的智慧一个人的荣耀让他能够去宽恕去不在意对方的过失
And we do that by looking at their side.
我们是从对方的角度来看问题
Remember,
记住
hurting people hurt people.
被伤害的人去伤害别人
When someone is looking for a chance to hurt others, it is often because inside they are deeply hurt.
你看一个人总想去伤害别人去给别人找茬的话可能就是因为他们自己曾经过去有过很多伤害
If you know someone who is rude, unkind, mean-spirited they are saying I haven't been loved and I don't know how to show love
如果你看到一个人很粗鲁然后也很不友善然后总是想找别人的茬那个人其实他在说我从来没有被爱过我也不知道怎么去爱人
And so the wise person says,
所以一个有智慧的人有见识就会说
I'm not going to retaliate on their level
我不会在他们的这个水平在他们的这个层面去跟他去反应
you know,
去反报复
Get even with someone, that means you're even. You're on the same level.
有的时候我们都说我要给他扯平了，那扯平是什么意思？你就跟他在一个水平上。
And the wise person says, no, I'm not going to do that.
一个有智慧的人说我不要那样去做。
I'm going to respond with love and kindness.
我要以爱和恩慈来回应。
I have been reading this week the biography of Abraham Lincoln.
这个星期我在读亚伯拉罕林肯的林肯总统的自传。
And I read it asking, what made him such a great president?
我就在通常在问到底是什么让他成为这么如此伟大的一位总统呢?
And partway through, one of the things that struck me was this.
我读到一半的时候有一些让我很震惊的是。
The week before, I had read the biography of another president.
在这个星期之前我读到另外一位总统的传记。
Herbert Hoover.
就是那个胡佛总统。
And Mr. Hoover,
胡佛总统
If you ever said anything unfriendly to him,
如果你对他说任何不友善的话
and 30 years later he saw you, he would remember exactly what you said.
30年之后他见到你了，他还记得你当时对他说的那句话。
He could never,
他永远都不会
forgive,
不能原谅，原谅那个过失。
But when Abraham Lincoln became president,
但是当林肯成为总统的时候
the first four men he invited to join his cabinet,
他首先邀请的四个加入他内阁的成员就是
were his four worst political enemies.
是他那个政治上的最主要的那个对手敌手。
One of them had publicly called him a gorilla.
一个人就公开的称他为是那个大猩猩。
He said, if you ever want to see a gorilla, you don't have to travel to Africa. Just go see Mr. Lincoln.
他说如果你想要去看那个大猩猩的话你不需要去非洲你就去看林肯总统就好了。
Another had said, if he's elected, the nation will be destroyed.
然后还有一个人就说如果林肯当了总统整个国家就毁掉了。
But Mr. Lincoln said,
但是林肯总统说
these four are the first four I want in my cabinet.
这是首先我选的四个这个内阁成员就是他们。
And someone asked him,
别人就问有人就问他。
Don't you know what he said about you?
你知道他对你说了什么?
Yeah.
林肯说我知道。
So why do you want him in your cabinet?
你为什么要选他们进入你的内阁呢?
And he said,
然后林肯说,
that man is the best qualified for the job.
因为他是最适合这份工作的最胜任的。
It doesn't matter what he thinks about me.
不在他怎么想我都不重要。
I am choosing him for what I think about him.
我在选一个对他合适的位置。
That's what Proverbs is saying.
这就是箴言所说的。
A wise person,
一个有智慧的人
is not going to have the power over me to make me their enemy.
他不会让对方有这个能力来控制我让对方成为我的敌人。
I'm going to respond as Jesus would respond regardless of what they do.
不管他们做什么我会像耶稣那样的去反应。
I was reading a bit about anger.
我又在读到关于这个怒气的这个一些文章。
And I came across a theory from psychologists.
我读到一个那个心理学家给的一个理论。
And they say your emotions are like a bucket.
他说你的那个情绪呢就好像一个桶。
And when the anger bucket gets full,
他说当你的这个生气的怒气的这个桶呢满
了之后 you need to let it blow up.
你或者让这个桶呢就爆出来。
And the bucket now will be empty and you'll feel better.
然后呢这个桶呢可能会让你空了可能让你感觉好一
些。So the anger is building up inside you and you explode and now you feel better.
然后你里面有这个怒气你把这个怒气都发出来好像你现在感觉好一些了。
Everyone around you, of course, is brushing off the stuff that came out of your bucket.
但是呢，每个周围的人呢，都要把身上打一打，因为身上你那个怒气都喷到他们身上。
But as I thought about that,
但是我在读这个理论，我在想一想
I don't think that's right.
我不觉得这个理论是对的。
We don't have a bucket inside.
我们不是说里面有一个桶。
If we have an anger problem, we have a factory inside.
我们不是说当我们有这个怒气的问题的时候，我们不是
a factory that just keeps producing more of the anger.
我们不是只是有个桶，而是我们里面有个工厂，我们的工厂呢在不断的制造更多的怒气。
And if you've ever been worked in a factory,
如果你在那个工厂里做工人
的话 you understand that the more we're using of something, the more we produce of it, right?
就是你的这个东西你用的越多，你制造的出来的越多。
The factory doesn't say, "Oh, we ran out of that product, so let's just shut down."
那个工厂不会说哦，我们用完了这个材料，让我们就关掉吧。
The factory says, "Oh, we ran out. Let's make some more."
他说我们已经这个不够用了，那我们就再做制造更多的东西。
And when the anger factory inside says, "Oh, he's used up his anger, it produces more."
所以的怒气那个工厂呢，会说，哦，我已经用完这个怒气了，我要再生产更多的怒气。
Anger produces more anger.
你的怒气会带来更多的怒气。
So instead of anger at the person who has offended me,
所以你不要说那个让你冒犯你的人，你对那个人怒气。一个智慧的人会说
，looks past what they've done.
你就是越过看过他们所做的。
To see them as God sees them.
用神的眼光来看他们。
To see their pain.
看到他们里面的痛苦。
Quickly, the third thing I want to say is to think.Before reacting.
再一个就是先思想再行动。
One of my favorite verses from Proverbs.
我最喜欢的箴言中的一句就是
The vexation of a fool is known at once.
愚妄人的恼怒立时显露。
But the prudent ignores an insult.
通达人能忍辱藏羞。
A paraphrase is this.
这个它是另外一种说法就是
The fool is quick-tempered.
就是这个愚妄人的脾气都很急
But a wise person stays calm.
但是一个通达人一个有智慧的人呢却总是很冷静
Have you ever heard someone say or maybe you've said I gave them a piece of my mind
有没有听过人说我把我的这个脑子一部分给他们了
You understand that when you give away a piece of your mind you have a little bit less
当你把你的这个思想把你的脑子都给了对方的时候你自己就少了一部分
And Proverbs says the fool goes around giving people pieces of their mind
就是圣经箴言上就是说一个愚妄人到处走出去给别人自己的意见
A fool gives full vent to his spirit Proverbs 29
愚妄人怒气全发
But a wise man quietly holds it back
他说智慧人忍气含怒
And in Hebrew,
在希伯来里面,
this quietly holds it back is a word that means a wise man cools it.
就是说智慧人呢他说那个安静的把这个怒气给压住就是说让他就是表示这个智慧人呢让这个怒气慢慢的冷却下来。
The image in Proverbs 29 is the fool gets hot.
就是意思另外一句就是说愚妄人就一下子就变热了发热了。
While the wise man,
头脑发热。
Cools it.
但是呢，这个智慧人呢，却让自己的头脑冷静下来。
You see, instead of responding so quick,
不是说那样子很快的去反应。
Ask,
问一下
，Why am I angry?
为什么我要生气呢
？Take some time to think.
给自己一些时间去想一想。
I shouldn't tell you this.
我不应该告诉你们这个。
But travel is, for me, a stressful thing.
旅行对我来讲是件。很让我压力很大的事情。
I hate to fly.
我不喜欢飞行。
It's not that I'm afraid of flying.
并不是我害怕飞行。
I hate it.
就是我特别讨厌坐飞机。
The seats are uncomfortable.
那个座位也不舒服。
The food is never very great.
那个飞机上的食物那是真的很难吃。
Someone's always on my armrest.
然后别的人。
Both of them.
他们就是两边我坐边两个人都在挤我。都在放在我的那个椅背上。
And the whole process of boarding.
然后整个这个上飞机的这个过程。
I don't blow up.
我不会那个发脾就是大发的那
些。
但是在我里边我就很那个一直在忍着。
And one day I was standing in line.
有一天我就在那儿排队。
And this man with, you know, a suit and a briefcase, he goes cutting around me to get in front of me like this.
然后有个人就这样子插队就站到我前面。
Now before I say anything, let me say I didn't say a word to him.
我要告诉大家，我什么话都没说。
But I wanted to.
但是我很想说点什么。
So I'm standing there.
因为我就站在那儿。
And I'm thinking, why does this bother me?
我就在问自己说，为什么这么让我
We're all going to take off at the same time.
我们他插队，我们也同时坐飞机，同时离开。
We're all going to land at the same time.
我们那个降落也同时。
What difference does it make?
那个会有什么不同呢？他先上飞机。
And I realized, you know, I'm a competitive person. I want to win.
我就知道我里边有那个争竞性很强，我也想
赢。If I play a game,
如果我去参加一个比赛，我就想赢。
And I think inside, I really felt like he was beating me to the seat on the plane.
我就在里边，我感觉到他好像已经赢了我，他先上飞机坐在座位上。
And so then I asked the second question.
然后我就问自己第二个问题。
Why am I upset? Secondly, what do I really want?
为什么我生气？第二个，我想要什么？
When you're tempted to get angry,
当你自己想要生气的时候，
When you're thinking before you react,
在反应之前先思考。
When you are quietly holding it back,
当你能够把这个怒气让自己慢慢冷静下来。
What do I really want?
你就问自己，我到底想要什么？
In my case, I thought, what I really want is to get on the plane safely and get home.
我想要的就是到达这个坐上飞机平安到家。
That's a whole lot more important than winning the race to my seat.
那个比跟他抢了谁先坐到座位上更重要。
The seat I'm not even going to like once I get there anyway.
但我就算到了我的座位，我也不会说喜欢我的座位。
Now that's a little example.
那是一个小的例子。
But think about it seriously.
仔细的、严肃的来想一想。
You and your wife.
你和你的太太。
You have an argument.
你们两个有一个争论。
And you're angry.
然后你生气了。
And you want to let her know.
你也想让她知道你生气了。
If you stop.
如果你停下来。
What do I really want?
我到底想要的是什么？
Very often you're going to find out that what you want is not.That argument.
通常你会想到你所真正想要的并不是跟对方的这个争论争吵。
My dad was a pastor all his life.
我爸爸一生都是牧师。
And on the side, he was a barber to cut hair.
但是另外一方面，他还有个工作就是做那个就是理发师。
And one Saturday,
有一天
a pastor called him.
有个那个牧师就是给他打电话。
And said, "Can I come to your house and have you cut my hair?"
他说我能不能到你家里，你帮我剪一下头发。
And my dad said, "Just come to the barber shop. I'll cut it."
他就说我那个人就说，他说你就到我的理发店，我给你剪头发。
No, I want to come to your house.
那个人说不行，他我想去你家里。
Okay, come on.
我爸说那好吧，你来吧。
So when the man gets there with his wife, he has a hat on.
那个人到了我家，跟他太太一起来，然后他头上戴了个帽子。
And my dad said, "Sit down in the chair."
我爸说你坐下来。
He sat down with the hat on.
然后他头发上，他坐下来，他头上还戴了帽子。
My dad said, "You need to take your hat off."
他说你要把帽子摘下来呀。
I don't want to.
他说我不想把帽子摘下来。
My dad said, "I really can't cut your hair."
我爸说你把帽子摘下来，我怎么剪头发呢？
Finally, he took the hat off.
然后他把那个帽子给摘下来。
Now, you can't imagine this on my head.
你在我的头上没法想象。
But this man had a full head of hair.
他是那个满头的那个头发。
And a bald streak all the way down the middle to the back.
但是他中间呢，正中间头发正中间有一个整个一片儿都没有头发。
If you know what a mohawk haircut is,
你知道那个庞克那个 mohawk,
this was the opposite.
那个 mohawk 中间有头发，旁边没有。
Hair everywhere except.
然后就看正中间有个头发，没头发。
And my dad said,
我爸就开始说
，What happened?
怎么了？怎么回事
？And this man said,
然后这个人就说
，My wife cuts my hair.
我太太给我理发。
And she was cutting my hair, and we started to argue.
他在给我剪头发的时候，我们俩开始吵起来了。
Man, let me just say.
然后我告诉你。
No charge for this advice.
这个你们听我这个建议不需要付任何钱。
Do not argue with your wife when she has scissors.
当你太太手里有剃发刀的时候，你千万别跟她吵架。
But they started to argue.
然后他们就开始吵起来了。
And he got mad and said something very rude.
然后他就很生气，就说一些很不应该、很难听的话。
And she didn't say anything back.
然后这个太太就没回嘴。
She just took the clippers and went.
然后这个太太就是用那个剃头刀从正中间给他把那个头发全给他剃光了。
Ask what do you really want?
所以你问一下自己，你到底真正想要的是什么
？Probably not that.
可能你不想要那样的发型。
And then you ask, how can I get it?
然后你就说，那我怎么样得到的我想要的
？And here's the thing.
这是我想要说的。
Most of the time.
通常大多数时候。
When you ask, how can I get it?
你就问自己说我怎么得到这个我想要的
You're going to realize the wisdom of Proverbs 29.
你就会意识到箴言29章里边所讲到的智慧
To quietly hold it back.
你就让自己的头脑慢慢让自己的怒气冷静那个头脑冷静怒气消下来
Thomas Jefferson was not a theologian.
那个杰弗逊呢他不是一个神学家
But he had some wise advice about anger.
他有一些关于怒气的一些很有智慧的建议。
He said, "When you're angry, count to 10."
他说，当你生气的时候，数到十。
When you're really angry, count to 100.
当你很生气的时候，非常说你数到一百。
Good advice.
那是很好的建议。
Don't immediately text back.
不要马上接到这个信息，马上发短信发回去。
Don't respond to that email.
不要回那个邮件。
Think.
先想一想。
And then control your words.
再一个就是控制你的言语。
James says our tongue is the organ that is most likely to stir up anger.
雅各书上说那个我们的舌头通常就是那个身体上那个器官最容易带来生气怒气。
How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire.
那么小的火能点燃那么大的森林。
Proverbs says a soft answer turns away wrath.
回答柔和使怒消退。
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
言语暴力触动怒气。
You see, anger is like the flu.
怒气呢就好像那流感似的。
It's contagious.
它是会传染的。
You can catch it from others.
你可以从别人那儿你也会被
传染到怒气。You can give it to others.
你也可以给别人。
And it seems to me that the contagion comes through the tongue.
那个传染靠什么传染？是靠舌头。
Have you ever noticed the louder you get, the angrier you get?
你有没有意识到当你的声音越来越大的时候你就怒气也越来越大。
And the angrier you get,
你越声音那个
the louder you get.
你越生气呢你的声音就会变得更大。
I used to teach a class on Job at the college.
我有时候在大学里面教约伯记。
And Job to me is a perfect picture of this.
约伯好像是一个很完美的讲示了这个展示了这个道理。
Because as the friends in Job talk,
当他约伯的朋友跟约伯之间对话的时候
the more they talk, the angrier they get.
他们说的越多，他们就越生气。
And soon they are saying things that once the book came out, I'm sure they were embarrassed when they read it.
我想他们的朋友说一些话，可能等这个约伯记出来以后，他们读到这个肯定是很羞愧的。
Listen to them.
听一下
Chapter 4.
就是那个约伯记的第四章。
Eliphaz says, Job, you're a good man.
第四章他说约伯你是一个义人你是好人。
You're just impatient and discouraged.
你就是有点不耐烦所以你被怒气所控制有点生气。
Chapter 8.
到第八节呢他们说
The friend says, Job, you're like a blustering wind.
他就说你就像那个 Which verse?
That's verse 1.
他说你的话呢就如狂风一样要到几时呢
Moved up a bit.
就开始说了更严重了。
By chapter 15,
在第十五章
he says, your belly is full of wind.
他说你的那个东风气能充满你可以用无意的话语充满你的肚腹呢。
By chapter 16, Job is saying,
到十六章他们就说
you are miserable comforters.
约伯就说你们安慰人反叫人愁烦。
Chapter 18.
第十八章
You look at us like we're cows and stupid.
那个他朋友说我们何为何算为牲畜在你眼中看作污秽呢
Chapter 19. How long will you crush me with your words?
约伯说你们搅扰我的心用言语压碎我要到几时呢
And in the worst example.
在最后的一个糟糕的例子就是
Back in chapter 4.
在第四章的时候他们只是说
Eliphaz had said,
以利法就说
you are a good man,
你是一个好人
who gave food to people who were hungry.
你就是兼顾软弱的手
you cared for widows and orphans.
你也常常是照顾孤儿寡妇
by the end of the book,
但是这本书到了最后的时候
the same man,
同样一个人以利法
is so angry,
他特别生气。
That in his third speech he says, Job,
他就说
you're someone who breaks the arms of orphans.
他说约伯你就是那个折断寡妇的孤儿的膀臂。
You steal food from widows.
你从那个寡妇里边偷窃他们的食物。
It's absurd.
真的是很荒唐。
But the longer they talked,
当他们说话时间越久
the angrier they got.
大家就越来越生气。
Now, let me give you some good news though.
让我给大家一个好消息。
Yes, harsh words stir up anger.
是暴力的言语暴力触动怒气。
But,
但是
soft words turn away wrath.
但是呢那个柔和的回答却是使怒消退。
And so your tongue can stir up anger, but it can also quiet anger.
所以你的舌头呢可以挑动怒气也可以使怒气消退。
Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章这么说
Whoever restrains his words has knowledge.
谨言慎行的有知识
A wise person.
一个有智慧的人
Quits talking.
他就会停下来不再说话
Some of you are engineers and scientists. So I'm going to tell
you a scientific fact. 有些人是工程师科学家我告诉大家一个那个科学证据科学上研究出了证据
That to me is very profound.
对我来讲是很有深奥的很有
According to researchers,
根据那个研究者的那个研究结果
you cannot put your foot in your mouth, your mouth is closed.
Foot?
Foot. You can't put your foot in your mouth if your mouth is closed.
如果你的那个嘴巴是紧紧闭起来，你没法把你的脚放到你的嘴巴里。
Don't say so many words, Proverbs says.
箴言上说不要说太多的话。
James says, be quick to hear.
雅各书说要快快的听。
Slow to speak.
慢慢的说。
Slow to anger.
慢慢的动怒。
For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Let me quickly leave Proverbs and go to the last thing I want to say.
然后读箴言我们到最后一个。
And this is not from Proverbs, but it's
这个不是从箴言而来的是从诗篇圣经来的
Ask God for help.
求寻求神的帮助
You see, if I am constantly angry,
如果你是常常不断的发脾气的话
it means the problem is my heart.
那就意味着你的心是有问题的
I said that there is this anger factory that produces anger.
我告诉你们，我们里边好像有个怒气制造厂，不断的制造怒气。
And so if I am struggling constantly with anger, it means I have a heart that needs help.
所以呢，如果你常常要为这个怒气方面，你常常有麻烦的话，说明你的心是有问题的。
And so the key
这个关键在于
is to change the heart.
是你的心改变。
And the way to do that
如何做到呢
is to ask God to fill our heart with His Spirit.
求神用他的圣灵来充满我们的心。
You see, the fruit of an angry heart is anger.
所以呢，这个一个怒气的心、生气的心，它的那个果子就是怒气。
But the fruit of the spirit.
但是圣灵所结的果子呢
？Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Self-control.
节制。
If I want to live a wise life.
如果我想过一个有智慧的生活。
If I want to live in a way that I'm not breaking relationships with family and coworkers and those around me.
如果我想过一个生活，不是说我跟我家、跟我的家庭成员、跟我的同事关系都不好。
I'm going to have to learn to tame my temper.
我必须要学习制服我的脾气。
And it comes back to not having some secret remedy.
不是说有一些秘方秘诀。
But saying God,
而是说神呢
I need you to give me a heart.
求你给我一颗心
Full of love, joy, peace, patience.
充满了仁爱、喜乐、和平
And then say God.
然后再对神说
I also need you to help me to take the time.
我在这个我常常需要你帮助我
That before I respond,
在我回应之前，在我说话之前
I say.
我说
God, how would you respond to this?
主啊，我神啊，我怎么样来反应呢
？What would you do?
如果是你，神你会怎么做
？And as I do that,
当我这样做的时候
，God can help to change that angry heart.
神会改变我们那个生气的心，改变那个生气的言语跟态度。
And build closer relationships with those around us.
让我们跟周围的人建立一个更亲密的关系。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话语。
How very practical it is.
是多么的实际。
That you teach us things that will help us to have healthy relationships with those around us.
帮助我们能够学习去建造跟周围人有健康的关系。
In Proverbs, you show us that a wise person is not controlled by their anger.
箴言中你教导我们一个 有智慧的人是不会被怒气所控制
But a wise person controls themselves.
一个有智慧的人是控制他们自己
Help us to be that kind of person.
帮助我们能够成为制服己心的人
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名 阿门。